Evelyn, what are some of the other big business stories you wanted to talk about here?
Well, you know, there's something that has been kind of bothering me. I guess you could say it irritates me. Every time I hear the term supply line disruptions, we're talking a couple of decades at least ago, John Stossel, who's a national news commentator, produced an amazingly great program about how the free market works and how it's so smooth and efficient and everyone just takes it for granted. But one of the examples he pointed to was New York City, with a population of over 8 million people, and that every day, and this is something that happens every day and people don't even think about it, and yet it happens that without a massive government bureaucracy, food flows into New York City to feed 8 million people every single day. And it does that day in and day out, no matter what is happening in the world or even in the country. And it happens, actually, not just for New York City, but for every city and town in the nation. And it all happens because of the free market and its inherent profit motive incentives, because there is no government agency or tyrant issuing dictates or whatever controlling any of this. And it happens because we are a free market country. So it is beyond irritating when I hear every day that everyone is explaining the empty shelves in grocery stores and the lack of materials and tools for construction, or why there's no tires for trucks. Every day we hear all of this is happening because of, quote, supply line disruptions. And this statement is designed to obscure the truth, I think, that it is socialism at work. What we are experiencing is because of top-down controls and government interfering in our market. And this is what happens with socialism. And they kind of make it sound like this is something with the supply line disruption is something inherently wrong with our system of delivering products. And it's not. It is what's wrong when government interferes, and it's going to only get worse if we don't get government out of this system.
Yeah, spot on.